For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China's general provisions of the civil law, the opening chapter of a civil code planned for full enactment in 2020, took effect on Sunday. Adopted by the National People's Congress in March this year, the document lays down basic principles regulating civil activities. The general provisions add protection for the interests of fetuses, lower the statutory age limit for minors with limited capacity for civil conduct from 10 to 8 years, and stress protection of personal information, online virtual assets, and intellectual property rights. On the same day, China's national anthem law came into force to ensure appropriate performances of the song. The anthem shall be sung at formal political gatherings, constitutional oath ceremonies, flag-raising ceremonies, major celebrations, award ceremonies, commemorations, National Memorial Day events, important diplomatic occasions, major sports events, and other suitable occasions according to the law. It is now illegal to use the national anthem during funerals, inappropriate private occasions, commercials, or as background music in public places. The Chinese Weightlifting Association has expressed regret over a decision by the sport's world governing body to suspend all Chinese weightlifters from international competition for 1 year. The International Weightlifting Federation decision is part of a move to suspend 9 member federations for 1 year after reanalyzed drugs tests from the 2008 and 2012 Olympics returned at least 3 positive results each. The 9 include Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, China, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Russia, Turkey, and Ukraine. South Korea says it is closely cooperating with the U.S. to keep communication channels open with North Korea. South Korea's Blue House says the government emphasizes the peaceful resolution through dialogue of the North Korean issues whenever opportunities are given. A presidential spokesperson says that dialogue could be of various types, including bilateral and multilateral ones. The official also says Seoul and Washington also stick to a principle that maximum pressure and sanctions would be needed to encourage Pyongyang to return to the dialogue table. The comment came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. government was in direct communication with North Korea and had 2 to 3 channels open to Pyongyang. The Chinese government has released guidelines on green development in agriculture, setting goals for resource conservation and environmental protection. The guidelines call for the maintenance of arable land and prevent land quality from worsening. By 2020, the total arable land area in China should be no less than 124 million hectares. The document also set a target to cap the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides in major crops by 2020. An Air France flight has been forced to make an emergency landing in Canada due to a blown engine. The A380 was en route to Los Angeles from Paris when one of its engines blew out over the Atlantic. The flight, with 520 people on board, made a safe landing at a Canadian military airport on Labrador. Turkey has opened its biggest overseas military base in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. More than 10,000 Somali soldiers will be trained by Turkish officers at the base. The opening of the military base is said to be a sign of the growing ties between Turkey and Somalia. Turkey's government has been moving to try to reconnect with East Africa. Officials say the death toll from a major earthquake in Mexico has climbed to 360. The 7.1 magnitude quake struck close to Mexico City last month. Of those killed, 219 people were in Mexico City, which suffered the highest number of fatalities. The epicenter of the September the 19th quake was on the border between the central states of Morelos and Puebla, where 74 and 45 people were killed, respectively. Mexican President Enrique Nieto has estimated the quake caused some $2 billion in damage. The Colombian government and rebel forces belonging to the National Liberation Army are officially entering into a new ceasefire agreement as of this Sunday. The head of Colombia's last remaining rebel group ordered its fighters to stand down on Friday. The ceasefire will initially last until January the 9th, but can be renewed by mutual consent. This year's European Digital Expo is underway in the Estonian capital Tallinn. E-governance, 5G technology and cybersecurity are said to be the focus for this year's event. The EU estimates more than 1 million people a day are the victims of cybercrimes in Europe, costing the EU economy as much as €3 trillion every year. It's been suggested that as many as half of all businesses operating in the European Union have been the victim of cybercrimes at some point. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.